Blog Talk Radio. beginning of the first verse out of the King James Version reads, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made." Everybody listen to this part real good. "Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second war, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them to his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forward the angel departed from him. And when there was when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know as surely that the Lord has sent an angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." Anybody said they were praying? "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a denizen came to hearken for the answer to the door, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished." I want to talk about prayers that will astonish you. Prayers that will astonish you. Praise the Lord. Allow me to begin by saying that the error of the text, praise the Lamb of God, that is under scrutiny today, was during the hour of the persecuted church, as is known in church history. The church was under heavy persecution, as, of course, persecution really was the midwife of the church, in that it spread the gospel across the then known world through the agency of persecution. And this persecution was that many of us have not and probably never will experience due to the liberality of our faith and the freedom of worship as we would here in America, according to our Constitution, that we have the right of our own religious practice. And so therefore, we may never experience this level of persecution, but we all know that we have to deal with the onslaughts of the enemy in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God. as stating consistently and persistently our presence upon us to cause us to give way in our faith, in our dedication, in our commitment to God. And so therefore, we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, recognizing that in this hour of God desiring to perform signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives, that there is going to be persecution. We must never rest in our thinking or in our position and posture concerning the subtle movement and the attack of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. When we look at even our armor that is described to us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, when we read all of the equipment, our feet shod, and our helmet of salvation, and our girdles loin, and our breastplate, and even our sword of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, which is the Word of God, the only thing that really gives us the edge on the enemy is when the Scriptures tell us, praying always. Above all things, it said, praying always in the Holy Ghost. So we must understand the importance of our prayer life in this season. Because if you really want to see God move in your life, then you're going to have to really resolve to posture yourself in the position of the church that we just read about. So that God can astonish you and astonish those around you and your enemy at the level of deliverance, at the level of provision, praise the Lamb of God, that He has for you in this season. When I first looked at the Baptist Church, the Lord told me, He said, my people are not pressing into the place of prayer in this season the way I need them to. Now, I want you all to really pay attention to that quote that I just gave you from God. Because when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me and tells me something of that magnitude, it goes down into my spirit. It's His Word in my spirit. And I look at it and say, through analyzation, God, what are you really saying? And then I have to interface it with what God has already said. So if God has already said that this is the season God that has always seemingly troubled God for us is that the people of God, no matter how God performed on their behalf, always walked in a certain level of disbelief.
Yeah.
Our education and our abilities and our self-help, praise the Lamb of God, our techniques that we've learned down through the years have worked against us when it comes down to our relationship with God. Because many of us think we can above He can. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. We believe that we are the performers. We believe that we are the ones that can do what is necessary to be done to bring us out of what we are stuck in, or that's troubling us, or that's persecuting us, or that's holding us back. The conclusions in our lives, we feel that we can get over these hurdles, praise the Lamb of God, if we could just get the right combination.
Yeah.
If we could just get the right recipe,
right.
Praise the Lamb of God, and we have turned our eyes and our voice from God.
Right.
And God is saying this season, praise the Lamb of God, those of you who are going to really see me moving are going to be the ones that's up in my face. God is saying, those of you that were born to see me moving in this season are going to be the ones that's in my face, full of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And that faith is operative faith. That faith is participative faith. That faith is responsive faith to the Word of God. When I looked at this text, praise the Lamb of God, the Holy Spirit started dealing with me on some of the issues that plague the body of Christ in this season. Number one is, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to prayer, is our construction of our prayers are non-doing.
Wow.
Hello, did I say that right there? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We just feel that we can just throw words out in the atmosphere. Praise God. And that's exactly where our words are at. They're out in the atmosphere. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God has a formula. God has in basic terms, God has a recipe. Praise the Lamb of God. That when we get it right, hallelujah, He responds to it. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. When we see the prayers that are veiled down from Scripture, praise the Lamb of God, these prayers were constructed in a way, praise the Lamb of God, from the hearts and minds of men and women who prayed them, that had a relationship with God, that would extend, praise the Lamb of God, that they act on God's behalf, watch this, as miracle agents. Okay, I hope you all hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the man of God. Because they have not studied the art of prayer. Prayer is an art. It is a science. Praise the man of God. It has a formula. Praise the man of God. That we need to look at afresh. Praise the man of God. So that we can make sure that we have the right recipe or the right combination. Watch this now. Even in our praise and worship, even in our worship services, if we really went by the biblical standards of how we're supposed to enter the house of God, that kind of church you probably know is doing it right. Because we are monkeys. We monkey see and monkey do. We have a copycat spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Antichrist can lead us into anything it desires to, and we follow suit because they be. Because they're the majority. Because they're rich. Because they're wealthy. And because they perpetrate peace when in fact they're eternal. Don't we get somebody? Praise the man of God. So therefore, we need to learn to go by the principles and the practices and the precepts of the Word of God if we're going to receive what God really has for us. Praise the Lord. You all are receiving this book. I'm really serious about this. This is not a concern. I'm trying, praise the Lamb of God, to give you some stuff that is going to move you, praise the Lamb of God, into a greater place with God, that you can see your prayers been prevailing, that will cause you to even pray more because you're receiving answered prayer. One of the greatest down with no results. Yeah. That's why the majority of us don't pray. It's because of the fact we never hear God say nothing back to us. Praise the Lamb of God. But if God speaks to me, then you need to ask why He's not speaking to you.
All right.
Hello, my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. What is it that I get right that you don't? Now, praise the Lamb of God. That's a logical, praise the Lamb of God, question for any believer to ask.
Right.
You're just praying because you feel this is the right thing for you to do. Praise the Lamb. Jesus has been on all this break and not back. Praise the Lamb of God. There has to be a level of petitioning. Praise the Lamb of God. Without it being redundant in your own eyes, praise the Lamb of God, that we keep pressing on the door of heaven, praise the Lamb of God, or the presence of God in prayer, hallelujah, to allow God to know you're serious about it.
Amen.
Okay? I'm going to put it to you like this. Hallelujah. Every time I leave town now, praise God, Gabby is at the age to recognize that her daddy is gone to preach, minister in other cities. So now when she gets on the phone, almost every day she says, where are you? Are you in town? That's what Gabby asked. Are you in town? And I tell her, yeah, dad, I'm at home. Oh, okay. Okay, so that means you can come see me, or you can come get me, and we can go eat, all of this kind of stuff. Praise God. All right. Praise God. That's one level. The next level is, if I say I'm out of town, then Gabby says, so what you going to bring me? Because she wants something from out of town.
Right.
Praise God. Almost every time I come back, I have to surprise her with something. She wants a surprise from daddy. Praise the Lord. So watch this. This last time I left, when I went to Virginia, I thought Gabby had forgotten that I was gone. So when I got back, I thought, hey, that was your way to come to Gabby. I know you have my surprise. So you know what I had to do? I had to go sit and get something in Detroit that she thinks that came from Virginia. Watch this now. It's because of her persistence. Come on, talk to me. It's because she's concise. Praise the Lamb of God. She's at a place of saying, I know you got it. Praise the Lamb. I asked for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked to you about it. So I know you had it. So now I'm back in your face again saying, I'll be over when I come over. I want what you have for me. Our problem in prayer is that there's no consistency, not even on a child's level.
Right.
Somebody say, oops. Praise the Lamb of God. We do not stay in the face of God. Praise the Lamb of God. To call the scripture to be fulfilled. See, this is what prophetical people must understand. And that is, praise the Lamb of God. We must fulfill the fulfilled, unfulfilled word of God. I say it somewhere like that, Lord. We must fulfill the unfulfilled word of God. In other words, whatever God spoke is already fulfilled. It may not be fulfilled in your eyes, but it is in God's eyes. Because God already knows whatever he speaks must come out and go by his mouth, must accomplish that he said it has to come. that operated on me, it is still practicing. Well, praise the Lord God, I'm under the guidance. But then, I remember his name. And just by happenstance, praise the Lord, I'm visiting someone in a hospital, and I see his name listed. Wow. I get on the elevator and go up to his office and talk to him, and he remembers my mother. And he says to her, he says to me, I can do the surgery if that's your condition. I can do the same thing for you. Why? Because he's still alive. Come on, he's still alive. He's still able to do for me. Come on, talk to me. What he did for my mother. God's word is the same way. If it happened for one person, if you can grab on to that word, God, you ain't listening to me. Praise the name of God. If you could grab on to that word will perform in your life. All you have to do is meet the demands of faith. That's on the word. Praise God. Okay, we got that one. So that would be consistent. The next thing is, praise the name of God. The next thing is this. Praise God. We must be courageous in the presence of God. I don't know. See, a lot of people I found out don't pray because they scared of God. Praise the name of God. And the reason why we are fearful in the presence of God, praise the name of God, is because we know God. Hello, my God. Praise the name of God. Some people don't want to encounter with God because if you encounter God, he will change. Hallelujah. God is not going to change. You're going to change. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the name. That's why so many people go to prophets and apostles and pastors and other people, they intercede for them because they don't want to get to the place, praise the name, that they can hear God. That they have to really respond to God outside of his written word or his spoken word to somebody else. Because they recognize if God ever speaks to you. I don't care if he just called your name one morning and you really recognize that it's God calling your name, your life is jacked up for the rest of your life. You will never forget the event. You will never forget that moment in time. It will be sealed in your spirit that the Almighty God, praise the name of God, calls you by your name. Praise the name. It will mess you up. Watch this now. Watch this now. But the scriptures tell us, watch this now. You have to marry the scriptures instead. Because it tells us to come before the throne of God. Boom. Praise the name of God. Now watch this. Praise God. One of the tools, if you would, of your armor, one of your armor tools is the helmet of salvation. Praise God. Now, a lot of people say, put on the helmet of salvation, they don't want it to mean. Praise the Lamb of God. The helmet of salvation is your knowledge of your salvation. Praise God. Now, watch this. When you know, praise the Lamb of God, that you know. Come on, talk to me. The process of salvation, and that is that happened to you, then you recognize once you say you've been tried for your sins. Now you don't get this. I won't miss this. Praise the name of God. Watch this. And since I have been tried, I can't be tried a second time because, praise the name, the judge has already judged me. He's already accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for my sins. Hello, my brothers. So therefore, my sins are forgiven me. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the name of God. So all I have to do is meet the demand of my brother. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Watch this. This don't mean that I can just add the monkey and do all I want to do. Praise the name, because that's disobedience. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. So once I find out, praise the name, that something is wrong with me, then all I have to do is repent of that. Hello, my brothers. Now watch this. Anything that you evaluate, I'm going to mess somebody up. Anything that you're doing that you're into or whatever that's wrong in the eyes of God, praise the name of God, if you have evaluated to be greater, watch this, to be greater, praise the Lamb of God, then your relationship with God, then you boo-boo the fool. Right. That's all I have to say. I say that without hesitation or reservation. that you dangling before God that's greater than this relationship with Him that hinders you, praise the Lamb of God, from desiring your prayer to be answered. See, it hasn't been in my life like that. Hello, my boy. Y'all quiet on this one. Praise the Lamb. I'll always praise God, but I'll always say, you can't say amen, say ouch. Say something, praise the Lord. Then I don't know if you're guilty, praise God. But we need to come to the place of understanding what being courageous in the presence of God means. The word courageous is transliterated bold. Praise the Lamb of God, what courageous means. I'm just bold. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible tells you to come boldly to the throne of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boldly before the throne of God. I can come. Not I can be bold in the presence of God.
Praise the Lord. Right.
And look like a president. I believe Obama is the president of America.
Right.
Right? I do believe that he is the president. Mm-hmm. I believe that with a growing belief.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I don't have faith to believe that he's going to write me a check
tomorrow. Right now.
I don't, even if I pray for it. I don't have the faith to believe that Obama will wake up in the morning and say, I remember going to meet this man in shape, but I'm going to write him a $10 million check and send it to him. I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't have faith in that. Praise the Lamb of God. I really don't. Hallelujah. But I do have faith, praise God, that God will perform.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, my brother. So when I check his track record, he has never failed.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. His word has never failed. So, in our response, praise the Lamb of God, to God, through our courageous boldness, your boldness has got this. Have to have a twofold effect. I'm finished with you now. I'm finished with you, God. Praise the Lord, you didn't shout too bad. Watch this now. Your boldness must have a twofold effect. You must be bold going in and bold going out.
No.
In other words, you have to be bold enough to do what God says to you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. In the midst of your adversity, watch this now. I'm going to close this out. Watch this. Peter is locked up. He's about to be made a public spectacle. Praise the Lamb of God. He got four quadrants of soldiers watching him, so he can't go nowhere.
Okay.
That's maximum security.
Wow.
Right? He has maximum security for preaching and performing miracles. That's why he is dead. Herod is going to kill him. He already killed James. Right? He already killed James. Now he wants to kill Peter because it pleased the Jews. Because the Jews were anti-Jesus Messiah. Come on, talk to me. Not anti-Messiah. They believe the Messiah, but they don't believe Jesus was the Messiah. Right? So, him killing Peter and James meant nothing to them. It was like, you on my side, Herod, we vote for you next year. And when the election comes, we're going to vote for you. So Herod was, he wanted to please the Jews again. Right? So he put Peter in jail because of the season of unleavened bread, which was like a holy day. Whole window season came up. So he didn't want to do it, praise the Lamb of God, during that season. He was waiting on the season to pass. Watch this. Meanwhile, the church was praying. Y'all remember that, right? The church was praying for Peter. The church, watch this, was steadfast in consistent prayer for Peter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They must have been praying that God spared his life. They must have been praying for deliverance. Watch this. Watch this. So, in the midst of their praying, God moves. The angel comes. Praise the Lamb of God. Wake Peter up. Watch this. He gets up. He obeys. Said, rise. He got up. His chains are stuck on. But then, if you read the story carefully, Peter didn't believe what was happening. He thought it was a dream. And watch this, and the angel led him straight out of the prison. Onto the streets. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Really, it was a jailbreak. Come on, talk to me. It was an illegal jailbreak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God is all that man owns. Come on, talk to me. He has the right to defy all of them. So now Peter is out in the street. When he comes to himself, the angel leads him. He says, whoa! I'm not dead. Now that's what blows me off now that I was in jail. Come on, talk to me. And the angel says, wake up, get up. We're getting out of here. And your shackles and stuff just start falling off. Some of them are too scared to move. We'll be too scared every morning. Who is you? We'll be church. Right there in the jail, we'll be church. Praise the Lamb of God. He calmed down. Watch this. But when he gets back from the church, it's having intercessory prayer and praying for Peter, yes. Watch this. My last one. I've looked at persistent prayer shall save you.
Yeah.
But there's some of us who don't believe our own prayers.
Mm-hmm.
When God did that to Peter, the church couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, it's an angel, they're talking about his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That his spirit had come back as an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And his spirit was mine. Watch this. We believe. Watch this. We believe. Witchcraft.
My wife now.
Luck.
Yeah, my wife.
Voodoo.
Yeah.
We believe God's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me. We believe a whole lot of stuff, but we don't believe God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe our own God.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yep.
We don't believe our own prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to tell you why? You don't believe God loves you as much as he said he does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put it like this. I'm going to finish. If God loves you enough to give his only begotten son so that you could be saved, what more? But what do you think he would really withhold from you? When you really get the concept of what Christ did for you through the love of God, a lot of people mess with me when I say, no. I said, Jesus argued with God somewhere in the garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, remove this cup. I don't know what God for you. But the Bible says God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he sacrificed his son. When you think about how much God loves you, and he gave his only son to you so that you can be saved and set free from hell and of judgment. Wow. He loved you that much. What is paying your rent?
Right now.
Really want what God has for you. But I think I'm here on the planet because God loved me so much that He has spared me, or am I here because He's given me grace to repent? He's given me space to get it together. Hallelujah. Because I'm still not fit to die. I'm not fit to come into His judgment and He's trying to give me time to get my act together. Hallelujah. To come to the place of true repentance. Woo! I've had visions and dreams of what belongs to me, what God has promised me, and I haven't received them, and I'm on. So I'm going to meet the demands of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your rich word. Thank you for breaking it down for us. So much that a child could understand it, that a blind man would lose his way. Thank you. I pray for myself and these people to hear my voice. For those that will hear my voice, hallelujah, are watching even this CD or this DVD. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our lack of understanding. Forgive us for grabbing hold to your robe, to the hem of your garment on the board of our lives, without understanding who you really were, who you really want to be to us. Forgive us for not walking in faith. Hallelujah. Forgive us for carrying things so long. Hallelujah. Hurts and inner conflict. Hallelujah. Wrestling with our past when we can't do nothing about it. You've already canceled that. You've already thrown that in the sea of forgetfulness. Father, in Jesus' name. Grant us today, hallelujah, a brand new start. I feel your hand on me, Father. Grant us today, hallelujah, a new lease on life. Grant us today, hallelujah, a new place in you in the heavens, a brand new seat in your throne. Hallelujah, that we can sit in through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we're tired of busyness. We're tired of being satisfied with being passengers without being owners. We're tired of standing on your promises and not possessing the promise. Hallelujah. So today, hallelujah, God, we can be so grateful this Thanksgiving if we just focused on what you've forgiven us for, what you've given us access to. We have your ear, oh God in heaven. We have your heart, and we have your throne. Bless us. I don't know if my brother has come and is visiting. And I don't know, Father, why you allowed him to come here and maybe this word's for him. He needs to respond today. Hallelujah. And give his life back to you and rededicate himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. But for whatever his purpose of being here, I pray, Father, that your will be done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for this season of restoration, of restoring, of renewing, of reconstruction. Thank you, Father. But you've given us another chance in the very name of Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. We look for you now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I love you. We love you.